Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's July 5th, 2007, and here's Jesus temporarily featuring God. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's December 5th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, you mentioned something while the last segment is loading into the computer that concerned me. There are those in the afterlife that want you to stop working on Here's Jesus till January 6th? Why? I should think the Here's Jesus effort would be very important right now.
Alora, the Here's Jesus campaign is very important. Reaching out to the public and getting the public interested in the Kingdom of God's peace plan for the Middle East is the most important thing right now, and the Here's Jesus effort is part of that outreach. But the other problem we have is we're also working on the anti-buying campaign for this Christmas season, and there are many people in the afterlife that feel I should be putting more effort into that and not just haunting President Bush and trying to get him to accept the peace plan for the Middle East that the Kingdom of God, Father Abraham, has come up with. So there is a struggle between two elements in the afterlife. One that wants to put full tilt into the anti-buying campaign, and the other that wants to work several different campaigns at once. They seem to think that we have more ability when we concentrate all our forces into one horrendous effort. We have had two good successes before with both elections, and they feel that if we put everything into the anti-buying campaign, we could put enough pressure on the American government to back off and accept the peace treaty. But I don't think the anti-buying campaign is going to be effective as people think it is going to be. It helps. It helps tremendously. I don't think it's going to be what they want it to be, and I want to continue the Here's Jesus effort. So we have a little struggle going here.
Boy, that really worries me, Nazarene. There's not any chance of people rebelling against you again, is there? Good Lord, we wouldn't want that again. We couldn't have that again.
There's no chance of that, Alora. None.
We'll be back, I hope. Jesus may be reached at heresjesus777@yahoo.com. We're back! Nazarene, you keep mentioning haunting President Bush. How often do you do this? Are you with him constantly? I mean, while he is, well, performing bodily functions, do you stay with him even then? I mean, that must be embarrassing. And what if he and his wife are, well, you know, you must leave then, don't you?
I will tell you truthfully, Alora, and clearly, so everybody will understand. From the moment George W. Bush gets up till the moment he closes his eyes and goes to sleep, I am with him every single hour of the day, except for the times that I am here with you. And then Demetrius is there, wherever the president is, taking my place. And I guarantee you he prefers me to Demetrius. But every hour of every day, someone is pounding at his subconscious. Every hour of every day, someone is saying, George W. Bush, accept the Kingdom of God's peace proposal for the Middle East of a separate homeland for the Palestinians outside of Israel, and that the Israelis retain all their land, including the Temple Mount. We pound this into him day after day, hour after hour. We pound it into his subconscious. We never give him a moment's rest during the day. Every waking hour and every sleeping hour, somebody else is working on him. I only take off when he's asleep because I'm not good at working on somebody when they're asleep. There are people that are better at that, so I leave them to it. And I am not alone. The White House is packed with spirits every single day, haunting everyone in the White House, pestering them every possible way they can. We will not give up. We will fight till the very end. We will make George W. Bush accept the peace proposal that the Kingdom of God has put forth. We will make him do it.
Ew! You didn't say you don't, so you must. I would be going nuts. Don't they feel you? Don't they know you're there? How can they stand it? Ew! Yuck!
Of course they do, Alora. They're fully aware that we're there. They simply don't care.
We'll be back again.